Prime Day is coming July 16th and 17th, with epic deals exclusively for Prime members. You'll feel like you just won an award.
Oh, wow, I didn't even prepare a speech. I'd like to thank my family for always needing stuff. Also, Sam, my delivery guy, for bringing all my awesome deals so fast. You're the man, Sam!
Shop deals on electronics, home, and more this Prime Day, July 16th and 17th.
That is a fact. And let me tell y'all, this episode here is right on time. Because let me tell you what's going to happen. It's getting nice and cold outside, Ken. Yes. So what the ladies going to do is, you know, everybody want to have them a little winter cuddle buddy, right? So people going to be laying up next to people they ain't got no business laying up with. You know, they're going to be spending time with people that ain't got the same intentions as them. And they're going to pretty much, it's going to be a lot of debauchery going on. Absolutely. And what they call it, I think they call it cuffing season, is what we call
handcuffing.
The handcuffing.
Holding hand and kicking cans.
So I want to go ahead and put this message for the ladies is going to be right on time, because a lot of the ladies have communicated they're running into brothers that are straight up, you know, manipulating them. And I mean, from the stories that I'm hearing from women losing money, just giving their money away to these brothers, just giving their body away very quickly to the brothers. And the way that the thing is happening, and these are women that's saying that they want marriage and these different things, it's not adding up. Right. So I want to actually talk about this here, because obviously you got some experience with ladies, you got some experience in the game.
Right.
And one thing in your books that you break down in detail is the psychology behind the game.
Right.
And see, that's so interesting to me, because when we're talking about women that are susceptible and vulnerable to even be manipulated, right? Because I imagine as a pimp, you probably know, or when you were in the game, you knew who you was a good investment to spend your time on and who you could be able to get on the team and who not to.
Right.
What did that woman look like that you would be able to say that this here is a woman I should be targeting here for, you know?
Well, first of all, let me say, the book on what a woman gonna do haven't been written yet. The book on what a woman gonna do haven't been written yet. So, I mean, I don't think nobody come out their mother womb a hoe or a prostitute. Most of the things that we experience in life are environmental, and it's connected to environmental pressure. You know, and then you got to look at trauma too. And post-traumatic stress disorder. A lot of women that usually enter into certain lifestyles, promiscuous or prostitution and so on and so forth, they are generally women who probably, more than likely, probably been raped by a father or uncle or cousin or molester, you know? So they begin to believe that they would never have what they would call a virgin marriage. You know, because somebody took their virginity. And typically when that happens, it happens over a succession or a period of time, and it causes them to be psychologically deranged. So a lot of women, if they admit, and a lot of them not going to admit, you know, most of them been sexually abused, you know. And then you got women who grew up in a nice household, a Huxtable family, like, you know, the Cosby type situation, right? And they may have been sheltered, you know, and they may, you know, and even in some of those cases, you hear about that all the time, you know, what's the name, Epstein, you know, Harvey Weinstein, you know, you know, even those guys, you know, dab into, you know, different pedophile type of behaviors. So when a woman has been traumatized, and when her father's not in the home, and she absence of that male figure, sometimes she have a propensity to deal with older men. And these older men are manipulative. And most of them, like myself, they ex-convict, and they go in jail and they read all these books on Machiavelli, the 48 Laws of Power, the Art of War, and they develop some real serious manipulative skills. And what they do, the first thing they do is they approach women, they're very charming, and they tell them that they're very beautiful, you know. And this is typical, because you look at Instagram, women who get a lot of likes, they can start off, they could be a nurse, they could be a doctor, they can be an accountant. If you watch their page And you see them getting a lot of likes. They become more and more sexual. They go from, you know, looking, taking real pretty pictures, and then next thing you know, they shaking their butts. And I'm talking about, you can see doctors and lawyers on this because they like likes. So imagine somebody getting likes in real life. And those are only virtual likes. So when somebody getting real likes and somebody tell them that they're beautiful and stuff like that, you know, that can be very, very, very impressionable on a young lady, especially if she grows up without a father. So, you know, most guys that's in the game or most guys that are manipulative, you know, they usually are older guys. You meet very few younger guys that are manipulative because women are smarter than men. I mean, it's a fact. Women are smarter than men. Women mature 7 times faster than men. So it's very rare you'll see a young man in his 20s or maybe 30 manipulate an older woman, unless she have other issues where, you know, she's just promiscuous and she's a cougar. And she just got to have a young man because she haven't mature enough where she want a real man in her life. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
So typically the most women that you, the average woman that you're going to see that's being manipulative, that's being manipulated is going to more than likely be a woman that have some psychological issues. She has some trauma in her life. You know, she got some abandonment issues. You know what I'm saying? You know, especially like my mama had 9 kids, right? So every time one of us was born, one of us got abandoned. So my brother, Kali, he's older than me. My older sister is Rose, and then Teresa, and then Kali, and then me. So once Rose was born, my mama started paying more attention to my sister that was born after her, which was Teresa. Then my brother, Kali, was born. Then I was born. And when I was born, then my brother, Tony, was born. Then I felt abandoned, you know, and I was acting weird. And I used to bump my head up against the wall because I was like, what happened to all the love? What happened to the baby, baby, baby? And, you know, that could be very traumatic on some people, you know, and that's why people, and particularly women, it's hard for them to fall in love because your first love is moms, right? And then it's pops. And then if you don't have that love is transmitted or passed on to the next child, you grow up not even knowing it, but you have abandonment issues. So it's hard for you to fall in love. And then when you do fall in love, you probably get tricked in love because, see, men is different than women. Women, y'all grow up playing with dolls, playing house. Y'all looking for Prince Charming. You know, y'all looking to get married. We growing up on dirt bikes. You know, we playing basketball. We ain't got time for that. So by time it comes time for us to be in a romantic relationship, we don't understand romanticism. You see what I'm saying? So that's one of the issues there. That, you know, the reason why a lot of women, you know, you see becoming vulnerable. Because you got people, man, believe it or not, you got women that's highly educated, got degrees, went to Yale, Princeton, Harvard, Columbia, you know, any of the Morehouse, Spelman, you know, since we talk about women, Spelman, and they still messed up in the head, you know. And when somebody messed up in the head, you become vulnerable, you know. And that's why a lot of women, you know, it's usually, you know, but ain't too many women that's actually, that grew up in a great household, you know, and there are some exceptions to every rule that's going to be easily manipulated because their definition of a man is their father. So when the father's in the household, like I grew up, my mother and my father, you know what I'm saying? My mother, you know, she's a type of certain type of woman. I always looked at women that look somewhat resembling to my mother. You know, my sisters, they always was attracted to men that was that looked more like my father. So, you know, that's a different situation.
So essentially, the women that typically were more vulnerable were the women who had this background, this trauma that they may have dealt with that might open them up to these different things. And how would you, as somebody who obviously was building up this discernment and you was really working on this skill set, how was you able to recognize that vulnerability and what you saw in the woman? What would you see to let you know that there was something there?
Okay, so, you know, when I was dealing with the gang, right, you know, I generally, you know, I would be, you know, going through the hood and I'd be, you know, just riding, you know, I might be in a Benz, a Cadillac, Rolls Royce or whatever. And I see a young lady and I say, man, you know what I'm saying? She's kind of, you know, she's kind of sexy. You know, she got, Daisy Duke song. I just use that. You know, I know that's kind of dated. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what they call now when girls got shorts all up.
Yeah.
Right. But she was typically dressed provocative.
Yeah, she was provocative. So, you know, and I said, hey, come here, little mama, let me holler at you, right? And then she'd come over there, she'd let me holler at her. And, you know, we get to talking, and, you know, I'd be like, what's happening? And she said, I don't know, take me, go get something to eat. Or, you know, woo-woo. So that hustle be in her already. Mm. So I know that she got the game already in her. And believe it or not, a lot of young...
Prime Day is coming July 16th and 17th, with epic deals exclusively for Prime members. You'll feel like you just won an award.
Oh, wow. I didn't even prepare a speech. I'd like to thank my family for always needing stuff. Also, Sam, my delivery guy, for bringing all my awesome deals so fast. You're the man, Sam!
Shop deals on electronics, home, and more this Prime Day, July 16th and 17th.
Women, they mother tell them, get you a man with some money. You know, get you a man that got something. Find you a doctor. Find you a good man. So they already got that seed planted in their head to manipulate you. But, you know, if you shine enough shiny things in people's face, all the glitter and gold, they'll fall for the okie doke because the catching come before the hanging. Now that I got them in the car, I'm going to take a good something to eat, you know, and I'm going to say, look at you. You know what I'm saying? You very sexy. You look very cute. You know what I'm saying? I mean, do you believe in love on the first date? Oh, yeah, if the price is right. So it usually be women that's already with that mentality. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because most of them, and particularly the women that I deal with, they come from impoverished communities.
Mm.
You know, just like men who come from impoverished communities, they sell drugs. So a lot of women is on OnlyFans. They dancing. You know, they doing all kind of stuff on their Instagram for a little small change because that mentality is already in them. You know, now, but if I walked up to a lady and she was at, say, Alabama University or LSU or something like that, and I did that same thing, she probably look at, get away from me, you old man. Because that system of manipulation is not in her yet. But most people in the hood, they got a system of manipulation, so they already trying to manipulate. And a guy like myself, I use that to my advantage. You know what I'm saying? And I say, look, you already bought your money. Let me show you how to get some real money. You know, and then that be the motivating factor. You know, they have to be, it's almost like they say the gang got to be in you, not on you. Well, the hoeing got to be in them, like not on them. But today there's a different dichotomy. It's a different thing going on because now, you know, you got people like Sexy Red talking about, you know, I suck your dick. Ooh, I don't know if I'm supposed to cuss on you. I'm sorry. But they say, I do this, I do that. And, you know, they calling themselves bees and, you know, they doing all this stuff. And they fostering that behavior onto our young women. Because now young women are being influenced because we are impressionable. When I was young, I wanted to dress like The Temptation. And everybody want to put tattoos on their face like Lil Wayne.
Right.
All the girls want to dress like, dance like Cardi B. You know, they want to be sexy like Nicki Minaj. You know what I'm saying? They want to carry themselves like Sexy Red. So a lot of the influences, like if we call somebody a B nowadays, right? They cuss us out. They call themselves B's and H's all day in all the music. The music is what I call audible porn. The music is so, it's so much filth and debauchery in the music today that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you kind of question yourself, and you look at Instagram, you question yourself, what type of women are we raising? You know, what's wrong with our women? And these are the women that's most vulnerable. You know, I mean, I was telling this one guy, I said, man, when I sent my children to school, you know, I lived in the suburbs, right? So I would send my daughter to school, and sometimes they had to wear these little uniforms, right? And they didn't look sexy at all. I mean, my daughter hated it. It was so corny. You know, my son, he hated these little suits, right, that they had to wear. But then when you ride through the hood, you see these little young girls, 16-year-old, they got makeup on, you know, they butt hanging all out, you know what I'm saying? They twerking everywhere. And this create the mentality, you know, for the manipulator. It's just like a you know, in the jungle, you got the gazelle, you got the lion. They both got two challenges. The challenge for the lion is to catch the gazelle. And the challenge for the gazelle is to outrun the lion. depending on how fast you run, and depending on how fast you don't run, can be left life and death. And the same thing in the game. You know, you got people out there that prey on people. You know what I'm saying? And you got people out there that make themselves vulnerable. Depending on how much vulnerability they have versus how much, you know, the guy that's or the female that's praying. Because, you know, a lot of people get this misconception that men just manipulate women. It's women that manipulate women also. Mm. But, you know, people don't talk about that. And then, you know, this is going to really be shocking to your audience. 90% of women that's in prostitution now does not even have a pimp. Do not even have a pimp. Mm. They horn on their own. You go on OnlyFans, you know, I was just on another podcast, and it was about 7-8 girls on there, and we was doing this thing, and all of them said they had OnlyFans page.
It's so many women now with OnlyFans that they're starting to have these startup agencies where they're men now looking for these free agent women to now employ with their agency so they can manage their OnlyFans. It's such a market for these women who got their OnlyFans on their own that is big businesses being built off of it.
Mm. So that's interesting that you said that. Now the question is, do we say it's manipulation? Mm. Is it male driven? Is men are men the one that's leading these young ladies into this behavior? Well, based on statistics and based on law enforcement and how they doing their investigation, now it's a conclusive that these women are doing this on their own. But it ain't just, let's not just talk about how do you manipulate a woman. Let's talk about the absence of the father in the house. You know what I'm saying? I think it was me and you, yeah. Ty. I told him, I said, listen, I said, what makes the lion the king of the jungle is not the lion's claws, but not his teeth. It's his roar. What makes a man the head of the household is not his muscles. It's not his ability to provide food, but it's Adam apple. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And when I told my kids to sit down, guess what they did? They sit down. When I said, boy, I'm not playing with your A, they know it's pops mean business. But when their mama used to say it, she had to tell them over and over again. So I think, you know, one of the solutions to what we're talking about today is that our women have to realign themselves with our men. I understand the white women liberation movement of 1920, Susan B. Anthony. I understand that white women wanted freedom. And even I was talking to him about the propaganda. If you go look at those pictures from back in the day, those white women had cigarettes in their mouth. You know what I'm saying? And they would wear hats and stuff like that because they thought putting a cigarette in their mouth made them macho. And then black women, when we had the affirmative action in 1970, black women, you know, of course they got all the jobs. And black women, you know, they fell into the propaganda too. Black women put on ties and shaved their head bald and said, I don't need a man. And then you had the advent of welfare system. The welfare system said, okay, you want to be on welfare? We give you food stamps. We give you $600 a month, but you cannot have a man in the household. You know, so the problem with the black experience today is not, you know, who's manipulating who or what's going on, but it's the lack of the family union. My father and my mother, all my uncles and my cousins, they grew up with their parent. And then we say, well, the black man is an endangered species. The black man is so violent. Sisters, newsflash. And I say newsflash, and I say this emphatically. Who raising the killers? Who is raising the killers? If the man is not in the household and all our men, all our young boys is killers, who raising them? We got to give ourselves a checkup from the neck up. We got to get real with ourselves. You know, we have to bring the family union back. And then you won't see these young girls get manipulated because their father going, I told all my daughters, I just tell my daughters, I'm telling you, when my daughters, you know, when they said, Dad, who were, I said, look here, let me tell you something. I just tell my daughter, Kendra, Kendriana, Kiki, all of them, you know, Kayla, and my daughter, I'm going to teach her too. I said, listen, one thing you never do is you never chase a man. I said, you never chase a man. I said, whoever doing the chasing is the one that's getting played. I said, never have sex on the first date. I said, give a man 2 months. Sweat him out. I said, if you sweat him out and he's still there after 2 months, I said, you may have a good man. And I said, make sure that any man you deal with, he match your rhythm. That means when you mad at me and you mad at your mama and you call him at 3 o'clock in the morning crying, he don't pick up that phone and let you cry on his shoulder. It's not a good man. He don't match your rhythm. The Bible said, let it be equally yoked. You know what I'm saying? I teach my daughter all the game. I say, if a nigga, I don't know if you can say nigga. If a dude, you know what I'm saying? If you feel he cheating and you want to check his phone, I said, don't check the girl for girl's name, check for dude names, because they would hide the dude's name and have him as girls. So he said, oh, that's Tim. That's my nigga, Tim. No, that ain't your nigga. Call Tim and see if that's his nigga. Mm. I guarantee you that might be his girl, his second girl. And I said, you know, it's too many guys out here that play second fiddle to another man. I said, if a man don't do right by you, then, you know what I'm saying, give him a Chinese name, one gone. You know what I'm saying? Period. Give him a Chinese name, one gone. Don't sweat him, let him. You know what I'm saying? You don't need him, let the welfare feed him. Mm. Mother had him, mother F him. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I taught my daughters. And my daughters, you know, they all choose wisely. You know, my daughters don't be in domestic relationships because they don't let it get that far. I taught them enough game that when they deal with a dude, they usually got the upper hand. Then I also taught them that they want a real man. You don't want no chump. You know what I'm saying? Because the chump can't protect you. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you got a man that, you know, that stand on principles. And I said, well, there's the least appearance of evil, always expect the greatest amount of danger. And whoever can do you good can also do you harm. I said, use it like you look at a thermostat. I said, a thermostat, say 100 degrees, that's hot. You know, so you check his degrees. But if it's 120 degrees, that's hot as hell. Mm. But if you go down to 15 degrees, that's cold. But if you go down to 200 degrees below the 15, I said, that's cold as hell. So sometimes that 15 might be hotter than that 200 below. So I said, you know, you just got to be able to measure the people that you're dealing with and check their degrees, because everybody got a degree of something. And I always told her, I said, elevation is a part of relationship. You know, always be at equal par with your man. You don't never want to elevate above your man. And it's easy to do because, like I said at the onset of this.
Well, hold on. What you mean by that, by the way?
Okay, so if me and you, okay, I ain't gonna say you because I'm gonna put a woman. If me and a woman is in a relationship, right? Mm-hmm. And she go get a good job and she's making more money. It's incumbent upon you to figure out how can you get a good job and you can make more money. If she's going to school and she's educating herself, you need to be educating yourself simultaneously, because what's gonna happen if you don't, she's gonna outgrow you. And she's going to outgrow the relationship.
Right.
And if you sitting at home playing NBA 2K and you playing video games all the time, she's going to say, I'm tired of this little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And the same. And when you say, where you going, baby? I'm going to go to the crib. Yeah, I know. You're a little baby. You know what I'm saying? Where you going? I'm going to chill with my homeboys. Yeah, that's all he is, a little boy. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's how she think, either instinctively or she's going to think about it subconsciously. You know, so it's important that, you know, like me, I read books every day. I study, because my woman ain't gonna never say, I got an ignorant man. She gonna always respect me and respect my knowledge. Every day I bring her something new. I go learn something, then I go and kick. I can't wait to show her. Like, hey, look here, you know, I just found out about S corporations. I just found out about the trust. I just found out about this. And every time she look at me, I'm rekindling the relationship. She said, oh, man, my man is sexy. Oh, he's intelligent. Oh, he's just like he was when I first met him. That's called elevation, because you know, she might be somewhere studying credit. She might be somewhere, you know, trying to figure out how to open up her different type of business, you know. And if you sitting at home and you playing these games, you know, that's where she become vulnerable. And guess what? You know the saying, which you ain't won't do, somebody else will. And it's a lot of men in Atlanta, right?
Right.
It's a lot of men in Atlanta and a lot of men from all over. They got a lot of game. So when you ain't giving your woman likes, either Instagram, Facebook is getting like a dude down the street is giving her a like. You know, so you just got to be interested. One thing, any woman that ever deal with me, she gonna say, this dude here always reinvent himself. You know, like you said, back in the day, I was a pimp. Got out that game, got into the movie business, worked with HBO, all the big companies. Left that game, got into the music industry, been on over 40 million records, worked with everybody. Got out that game, got into the daycare business. You know, became a multimillionaire owning all these daycares. Got out that game, came to Atlanta, went to Dallas, opened up a dispensary. You know, constantly changing, constantly elevating, you know. And my woman, she was elevating with me. You know, we just studied elevate. You know, now she owns a cleaning business, and she cleaned most of the David Busters in the city of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. She making a whole bunch of money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, we traveling well, living well, because we both elevate. Now I got the hip-hop fraternity, one of the biggest organizations in the world. I'm on radio station, I'm on magazine, I'm on social media, I'm on clothing line, I'm on everything. You know, we got, we the hip-hop fraternity, we got 10,000 members. So, you know, but I'm not going to let my woman get comfortable because, too much circulation make the stock go down. So, you know what I'm saying? You want to be, you know, moving and grooving. So, you know, so if she ever say, you know, hey, you know, Ken was or Ken used to. No, used to was a rooster and back then was a hen. She ain't going to never say Ken was used to nothing or back then with Ken. I'm going to always elevate. You know, I got my own movie. I just got a distribution deal with Homestead. We got 9 movies. She can't do nothing but respect me. So what I'm saying to men out there and to women out there, you know, a lot of times women get complacent as well. And they want to sit back home and they want to chill and they don't think that, you know, some women, you know, man, have you ever been with a woman and she just let herself go? She don't put up makeup no more. She farting all over the house. She just, I mean, she's weird.
No, so I hear that from men, not me specifically, because I really haven't dated a woman that long, to be honest with you, which I'm working on, by the way. Okay. But yeah, I do hear that from men, you know, if their wife let themselves go. Or specifically, it's the fitness thing. That's usually what it is. It's the fitness and then this level of sexiness, whether it's getting her hair done, getting her nails done. It's kind of like she's just cool with the current situation. And they become, you know, more or less friends than actually romantic partners.
Well, whatever it took to get your baby hooked.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to take to keep your baby hooked. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you met a man and, you know, you had your makeup on, you're looking beautiful, your nails was done, you know, don't change it midstream. You know what I'm saying? Don't go eat up all the donuts at the Dunkin' Donuts. You know what I'm saying? Don't go to Wendy's and get fat. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you want to still look beautiful because that's the person you met. But really, the person he met was your representative. Mm. Now the real you is coming out. You know what I'm saying? The real you is coming out. So this is who you really are. But I'm a firm believer, wherever you go, you take yourself with you. Can you see today? I know y'all know me. Y'all done heard about me over the years. I haven't changed. I still go to the hood every day and talk to these young kids and try to elevate them. Even though I've made it out the hood many, many years ago and made millions of dollars, I still go out there and I deal with my brothers and my sisters. Like I said, we got over 10,000 members. Probably half of those are sisters. That's a part of the hip-hop fraternity, my wow. organization. So, you know what I'm saying? We definitely, you know, understand that, you know, elevation is one of the issues. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, one of the elevation is one of the other issues. But another issue, you know, when it comes to women, you know, men, you know, they have to elevate themselves educational wise. You have to be intelligent because God gave a woman the same thing he gave a skunk, a white stripe in a belly full of funk. What do that mean? What that means is a woman emotionally is way more equipped than a man. That's a woman's strength. All women don't have strength. So their strength is mental. Have you ever seen a dude 6'8" and his woman 5'2" and you say, man, let's go to the Falcons game. He said, man, I can't go. My woman tripping. I mean, he's 6'8". He bouncing dudes in the club. He throwing them all the way across the because a woman have the ability to mentally debase a man. You know, you can be, a woman can debase you. She can take you down, or she can bring you up, depending on the woman. But a woman usually get behind a man that's on the way up. You know, if you're not on a upward trajectory, she's not going to be, you know what I'm saying? She's going to look down on you.
Right.
And then a lot of people don't understand this. One of the things that women do that a lot of people don't understand is that a woman going to challenge a man forever. You know, a woman will challenge you, and she going to try to break you down to the last compound. Ain't it ironic that the first chapter in the book of the Bible is the book of Genesis, and it's called the fall of man? And he said, the woman that you gave me deceived me. You know, women love to challenge man, you know, because women love stability, because they emotion. You got EQ and you got IQ. EQ, a woman going to beat us every time. Her emotional quotient is out this world, because she needed to raise a child. She's a nurturer, so she have to be emotionally connected to her children. But that emotion, depending on how she use it, can be used in various ways. If a woman want to break you down and you're not a strong man, you're going to fold like a briefcase every time. It's just that me, I was a strong man, and it take a strong mastermind, master manipulator to control a real woman.
Prime Day is coming July 16th and 17th. With epic deals exclusively for Prime members, you'll feel like you just won an award.
Oh, wow, I didn't even prepare a speech. I'd like to thank my family for always needing stuff. Also, Sam, my delivery guy, for bringing all my awesome deals so fast. You're the man, Sam!
Shop deals on electronics, home, and more this Prime Day, July 16th and 17th.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.